This is WSDW. Hey, good morning, team show. Friday. Dave and Pat and Charlie and you. Through the listening on WSDW.com, through the listening on 100.5 and 790, and with Alexa and Siri helping you find WSDW. You find us in the studios. Sponsored by Stone Specialist, stonespecialist.net. When you're looking for the marble, granite quartz, and marble countertops, find stonespecialist.net. Thank you for doing just that. Oh, the Baja Men who let the dogs out. Show of hands, who can name any of the songs that the Baja Men ever did in their musical careers.
I didn't well, that was so. A fun one, though.
You know, that I was just looking it up. That came out in 2000, 20 years ago, when that song. One. Yeah, 20 Amazing. Years. Isn't that something? Oh, and I play it because I have a couple of stories involving dogs. One's a fun story. It has to do with top dog names. In fact, this says here, top dog names of 2020. It's August 21st, and already we have a list of top names for something for the entire year, apparently, but that's another story. The other one is a more difficult story to pass along, and difficult in a couple of ways. It's a tough story to hear, although it does represent the different cultural aspects of our world. And it also calls into question about, okay, is there nothing to the story, or is there, depending on the sources that you're sourcing, I guess? Because I've seen this report online, and I'd say from a number of news organizations that picked up on the story that I would say have reputable news sources. I think everyone knows that in certain parts of the world, dogs are considered edible and are bred for that, in particular like North Korea. So there's a story that Kim Jong-un has declared that pet dogs are a symbol of capitalist decadence, and he's ordered that all dogs in Pyongyang be rounded up. Owners are fearful that their pets are being used to solve the nation's food shortages. Yes. How about that? It says here that he announced that owning a pet is now against the law. And a source, here's where it gets interesting, a source told a South Korean newspaper reporter that authorities are identifying households with pet dogs and are forcing them to give them up or forcefully confiscating them and putting them down.
That's got to be traumatizing for a family with kids and stuff to see the pets hauled off.
Yeah, and the report goes on to say that dog meat is considered a delicacy in the Korean peninsula. The tradition, though, is fading out in South Korea, though it continues in North Korea. And again, with North Korea suffering some food shortages, this is one of the reasons. There is another report, though, that is accusing the foreign media of spreading wild rumors that are far from the truth about this story. The source on that is from Russia.
Oh.
So, interesting aspects to the story with what we do with this now, huh? As I said, it's a horrible story to hear about. But and the only reason I bring it up is just, again, to remind you of some of the cultural differences. But so North Korea, which you hear that story, I'd say most people say, well, if it's North Korea, it's got to be true, you know, because of all the ill will that still exists in the country today. I mean, you take it that way. And again, because I found it now, I'm hoping that the, as I say, reputable news sources didn't just pick up one of those stories and run with it. That hopefully they verified it themselves before they print something like that. I don't know.
I bet Kim Jong-un isn't eating dog meat.
You know?
Probably not.
Probably not. I don't know. But then again, you throw in the Russian aspect, and again, we know what's going on with Russia and other things that are happening. So, well, okay, here's a...
He's a big cheese aficionado, you know, from what I hear.
Kim Jong-un, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
really?
I
Pat could associate with that, right?
What kind of cheese would we feed him? Get some Limburger or something?
Hey, give him all you can.
I was going to say give him some moldy cheese, but isn't cheese supposed to mold before?
Cheese is mold.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So, okay. Good mold.
Yeah.
Anyway, I bring it up just to that's these sort of things, stories are going out there, and But I was the aspect of Russia giving the pushback on the story is like, hmm, okay. So now you have to make your decisions on what you're going to think about those kinds of stories.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's have a little bit more fun dog story for you here. By the way, I don't know if you heard that, Pat. You know, I used the Baja Men.
I heard, yes.
Could you believe it's 20 years old this song is now?
Yeah, I guess I could.
20 years old?
1992, huh?
Yeah. No, wow. No. 2000.
What?
2000.
Oh, 2000. What are we? That's 30 years ago,
that'd
right?
Be 30 years ago. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
Pat, welcome to 2020. This pandemic really got you.
It really did.
You lost a whole decade instead of just a year.
So that came out in 2000.
2000. All
right.
Isn't that something? Yeah. So this is from a leader in medical insurance for pets. Trupanion has combed its database of nearly 530,000 insured pets and has broken it down into the dogs to get a list of top dog names for 2020.
All right.
Okay, I'll say top dog names so far for 2020. I mean, you know, again, this is only August.
Yeah.
You know, we've still got 4 months left. Maybe that could skew some of the dog names. Anyway, so here we go for dog owners out there. See if you are in line with these dog names. We'll go from 10 to 1. Number 10, top dog name, again, from Trupanion, a leader in medical insurance for pets, combing its pet insurance records for the top names. Coco. Is number 10.
Coco.
Right.
Yep.
Max.
Of course.
Is number 9.
Max is always a popular dog name.
Milo.
Huh.
Milo.
Yeah, Milo is number 8.
Pick Milo.
Lucy.
Oh, yeah.
Is number 7.
Oh, lots of Lucy's.
And here's one I certainly would recognize. Daisy. Daisy dog. Okay. This one's interesting. Cooper.
Oh.
Cooper the dog, number 5. Bailey. Is number 4. Bella.
Huh.
Is number 3.
All right. Number 2.
Is Charlie.
Hey! All right.
I must tell you, I don't know if I've ever come across a dog named Charlie.
Yeah, I don't think I have either.
I have.
Have you really?
I have, yeah, throughout my life. A couple. I've known a couple of Charlies.
I hope they were respectable dogs.
They were, yes.
Handsome dogs?
One, yes. The other, kind of scruffy. But he was still nice.
Okay, well, that's good. Okay, as long as they're nice. Okay. And number 1, as far as, again, Trupanion's top dog names of 2020, according to its site of medical insurance names, because they're a medical insurance leader for pets, Luna. L-U-N-A. Mm. Luna, the dog.
The moon dog, eh?
Yeah, there you go. The moon dog.
All right.
So,
I know someone who's got a dog named Sparky Anderson.
Really?
And another one named Huey Lewis. You know who it is?
We know who it is, really?
He worked here one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Kurt Harding.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. There's the name.
Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, he was a tiger lover, so I understand Sparky Anderson. I guess that tells us his musical taste.
He's still a tiger lover.
Wow. Yeah. Kurt Harding, who did some news reporting work for us and did some sports feature work for us.
Right.
At one time did a sports feature, I'll never forget this, and where he had a chance to interview Ernie Harwell.
Mm-hmm.
And God bless Kurt, asked for a favor from Ernie Harwell to record a voice answering machine message for him.
Ah, yeah.
Do you remember that? If you call and he wasn't there, you know, hi, you've reached Ernie Harwell's voice would come on. You've reached the Harding residence. The Hardings are long gone right now, but we'll call you back when they return.
Awesome.
Isn't that great?
That was great.
It was great.
I wonder if he still has it. He lives in Nashville now.
Does he?
And he works for Dave Ramsey's organization.
He's been working there
a number of years. He's been there. He's a writer for them.
Well, is that for a tie-in then?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. As much as I love my dog, Leia, her name does not appear. And Pat, I don't see your dogs are again.
I'm fine with that. I like that.
Okay. And you're for the reminder, listeners of your dog names?
Heinz and Trenny.
Heinz
after Heinz Field, where the
Pittsburgh Steelers play.
And then we always liked this one sports reporter from Pittsburgh, and her name was Trenny Kuznarek. So we always said, If we ever get a female dog, we're going to call her Trenny. That's a great name.
Unfortunately, it does not appear on the top dog
no,
list.
They, that's, no. And I like that.
That's very it. Unique.
You want to be unique. Exactly right.
Yeah, I have good friends who name their dogs after blues artists.
Oh, really?
Yeah. like Django cool. and Grappelli, the famous oh, wow. blues artists of the 30s and 40s.
That's cool.
Oh, that's how far. Yeah. I always like people who get a little...
I always thought that should I ever have a male dog, that I would go with a Tiger Connection, but I'd name him K-Line.
K-Line. Oh, yeah. I like yeah, that. Yeah.
Maybe K-Line the K-9.
Uh-huh. That'd be a cool one.